Thank you so much for booking. Are you a human? Wait. You are. What is a human doing here? I'm so surprised to see you. Well, I don't want to waste your time. Please lie down right away. Is this your first time with this kind of service? I am very happy to try and talk you through most of the steps that I'll be doing with you, although some of them might be nice to leave up to the imagination. Are you comfortable? Good. First, I'll just grab all my tools and lay them around your head so I can just take them and do what I need when I need to. As for the next part, well, I think you can tell from our height difference, I might need to get up on top. Yeah. Oh no, I'm serious. How else am I supposed to reach you? If I was to, go on your side, I'd end up straining my back like this, wouldn't I? And that wouldn't be good. No, I'd provide a terrible service if I did that. So, there's only one thing for it. Do you mind? Thank you, sir. There. All snug. Well, I suppose if this is your first little experience, the best I could do right now, is explain the steps. Yeah, that sounds right. And, oh yeah, inspect your ears first. Sorry. I'm afraid I'm forgetting everything. It's just, well, I know about humans. I just haven't really met one. Not properly. Like this. Okay, I'm just gonna pull on your ear just a tiny little bit. Just to inspect and make sure everything's okay. But honestly, you look fine. There's nothing that's worrying me or an irritant that I can see or inflammation. Is there a particular reason why you went for this service? Oh no, I'm not gonna judge. I'm more than happy to service you, human. Now for this ear, can you just turn your head slightly? I see. What warm ears you have. And they're so rounded. Isn't that amazing? You must, do you miss a lot, actually? Well, you must be able to hear really well. I like the shape of them. Sorry. I sound a little obsessive, but I'm just so intrigued. You don't mind, do you? You can always tell me to knock it off. I can make this a silent appointment if you want. I won't take offense. No. It's endearing. Are you trying to make a punny remark around me, human? I guess you're witty too. Okay. Both ears look fine, so I'm gonna get started. Just have this little spray bottle, and I'll get you all moist for me. So, I'm guessing you know a lot about elf girls then. Or am I mistaken? Not really coming out that well. I better get a new one soon. Okay. Now to just touch over. I'm starting with the outside of your ear because when I do the deeper ear cleaning tools, I don't want to introduce dirt back into your ear, okay? So, just starting on the outside of your ear. So you don't know a lot about elves. Well, I guess that makes us two peas in a pod because humans are kind of intimidating. I didn't expect how much bigger you would be, honestly. Not in a weird way. Just... they say that you're pretty common, but... I've been doing this for maybe over a year now, a part of this service, and you're my first human, and you're so intriguing and fascinating. Well, it's always nice to be appreciated, isn't it? So, I appreciate you coming to me because you could have picked any girl. And yet you chose me, didn't ya? Did my name catch your attention? Or is it because I'm the only elf here? Oh, you have a thing for elf girls? That's okay. Between you and me, I think I have a thing for humans. Or was it obvious when you stepped in? Not bad. Maybe I should focus on my service a little bit better. You're getting me distracted, and I don't want to get in trouble. Oh yeah, I can get in trouble in my job. And I have been before, because of a big stinky orc. He was my worst customer. He refused to pay at the end of the service and said that I was bad. And I didn't know what he was talking about. He was loving it the whole time. They checked him, made sure he didn't steal anything. And then he was let go. I'm convinced he didn't even have the coins. But you seem like an honest, hard-working human. Is that presumptuous of me? Well, then I guess that makes me a bad girl. I suppose I should learn my manners when talking to others, huh? Especially a man of such caliber like yourself. You're not ticklish or anything, are you? Wouldn't want to make you uncomfortable. I have had some fun situations where I only got half of the pay, but not for the reason you think. It was because they couldn't handle it. Some people are just extra sensitive with their ears. Yes, like me, for example. But I'm an elf, so I think that makes sense. Honestly, the fact that you're able to tolerate me just poking and prodding on your ears if I tap them like this, I think I would be giggling away. Oh no, I've never been offered the reverse service before, where so getting a bright idea that you shouldn't be. Yeah. Okay. I think your outer ears are all clean now, so I can get started on the inside. It feels soothing, the whole experience. Or do you mean me laying on you? It's okay, I'm not gonna judge. Okay, I have these little wooden sticks, but right on the end is a super fluffy brush, okay? And what I'm gonna do is put them in your ear canal to get all the wax. Okay? And don't be embarrassed if anything comes out. It's quite literally my job to do that. Do I find it gross? No. If I did, I don't think I would be doing this job, would I? No. I enjoy it. And I have fun. Most patrons find it rather relaxing, and I'm glad. I take it as a compliment if someone falls asleep. But I know it's not for everyone. It's kind of why, at the start, I asked about the why you wanted the service, because some people, they use it for practicality, because if your ears are clean, then you can hear perfectly fine, can't you? And some people, they use it for relaxing purposes, and I'm not gonna judge. It helps me out. And, you know, I kind of get a weird satisfaction from pulling out the wax from your ear. I guess because I'm removing dirt from where it doesn't belong. You do have some stubborn wax. Can you tell? On the other side of my tool is a pick, okay? I'm just gonna try and get it. Oh, I have very steady hands, I assure you, so you don't have to worry, okay? I'm getting it. Is there anything else you want after this service? I'm not trying to upsell you, silly. Considering that you're already under me, I think I've already done enough, don't you? Or not? Other ear again. I think I'll start with the pig right away. It might be the best bet. Just steady hands. Very steady hands. And it doesn't hurt you or anything? Some customers are so quiet, they refuse to talk to me, so it's nice actually having a voice respond to me. No, you would be surprised how impatient people get with me. It's like they have no time, I guess. Not that I'm judging, I get paid the same. But it's nice to connect to someone, you know? What do you mean? You want me to tell you how intimidated I was by you? Okay, so from my perspective, you walk in. You're super tall for some reason. Way bigger build than me. And that makes you pretty terrifying. However, there's one trick up my sleeve. You're in my domain. I could see on your face, cutie, that you'd never done anything like this before. And that's where I have the upper hand in our little interaction. You're so silly. Are humans all... what's the word? Nice. Like the way you are. There is another word I describe you as, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say it. Are all humans a flirt like you? Oh, it's worth asking. After all, it's been a year and I've never seen one. And you think I'm not gonna be curious about you? With your lovely round ears. Yeah. Well, you should stick around this place for longer. Well, what happens if you needed another service? I can think of an elf who would be really happy to... I was gonna say be with you again, but I guess the term is service you or hang out with you. What? You're done with this one already? If you're tired of the tools, I can just use my hands. Would you like that? Okay. Like this. This is normally what I do at the end, though. I just want to make sure you get your money's worth. That's all, human. But Your wish is my command. You get what you want. My hands feel pretty warm against you. You know you can close your eyes during that. You don't have to stare at me. Oh, you think I'm pretty? Well, of course I'm allowed to stare at you. I'm the one who's in control, am I not? Yeah. And what are you thinking about when you look into this elf's eyes? Oh, really? You can't help but get enchanted? But what if I have elven magic and you are being enchanted right now? And you just can't look away? No, you refuse to look away. And I'll make you fall for me. And you will do my bidding. And you'll be my little human slave. Would you like that? You do know I'm joking, right? I have no magical entities in my body, I assure you. What do you mean? I was just blowing. See? Did it give you the shivers? Don't worry. I thought it might do that. It just depends on how sensitive your ears can be. I'm not testing you. I'm curious, that's all. Two different things. Well, if you like that, there's another one I can do. Trickier to do. I don't have the best lungs. Well, you're not saying if you like it or not, you're just staring at me. This for around 10 minutes at the end of the session, but we're not even halfway through together. You realize that, right? It's your money. Well, I'd hate for you to go early. This ear thing. You understand, it's not the only thing I can do. I'm a little embarrassed, but I've never really felt this way before. I have one more question about humans. because I don't know what the answer is. That's why I'm asking you. You're grinning ear to ear. It makes it harder to ask, okay? Fine. I want to know if it's the same. You know? Like humans and elves. I want to see if you guys compare.